Okay, why don't we do that?
Well, I wanted to have that, just to make a few comments about it. We have a letter of support from the Aromas Water District.
Is your mic on, Mr. Hodgson?
The green light's on.
It is, huh?
Speak close.
Can you hear his microphone?
No. The light is on, but...
Adam, yours.
Yep. Oh, this one's on. Okay. There's something wrong with this other one. Okay, we have a letter of support from the Aromas Water District, so I'm not going to oppose this item at all. I just wanted to comment that this seems to be another case where we may be requiring more than is really necessary. There are 18 conditions here. This is a fairly straightforward thing where a modern septic tank is being installed according to current design. It's being put in at 200% of expected capacity so that it's, you know, oversized. And yet we're requiring them to inspect and submit a report every 2 years, which means that they have to go through some administrative work, which is probably unnecessary. And also staff here has to then record this, keep track of it, and decide what to do if they fail to get it in 2 years. And that septic system is going to go for many years beyond the two. So I would just request that staff, when they're preparing these, consider whether the requirements are really necessary or not. I believe the standard is 2 to 5 years, so we're being extremely conservative here. Even 5 years is probably plenty adequate. That's just my comment.
Mr. Chair, I did pass along a note to our staff because Mr. Hodgson alerted me to his question. The 2 to 5 years, or the basin plan recommends 2 to 5 years for an inspection schedule. Is there a reason we're on the most conservative end of that? And this is an area where the board certainly has the flexibility to make a change if you so deem fit. Cecile DeMartini.
Am I on, John? Cecile DeMartini with the Water Board. Thank you, board members, for bringing this up. And essentially, this particular basin pond exemption mimics a lot of the Monterey County health ordinances that they have in place. And they typically do require, at a minimum, the basin plan requirements. And in the time when I was writing this up, I know that I do go back and I reference a lot of the common ordinances that the county has. But what I will do, and I can't confirm at this point that it doesn't say 2 to 5 years, and it could be that it says that, and I will do that to ensure that. But at this point, the county themselves will be the oversight agency on this particular septic system and give them the permit. But and I will go back and check on that.
Well, thank you for doing that. I think the key concern here is creating requirements for which we don't really have a very clear reason. We want to make life as simple for both staff and the people that we're working with.
Certainly agreed. And the 2 year minimum is essentially, looking at their septic tank and even the state, a general permit itself requires annual unless they pump. And so this is just to ensure that their system is operating properly. Thank you.
Mr. O'Malley.
Thank you, and I briefly want to echo those words. I think there is an opportunity cost with every action that is required, and I agree that just like the state board is having to be conscious of its resources spread over many functions, I would be very concerned about adding additional work in an area where it's not necessary, because that's going to take away our staff time and a municipality's staff time away from maybe a higher priority. So appreciate you looking at that closely. And I think having local leadership on these areas is very good. So thank you for revisiting that.
Sure thing.
Okay. Any other board comments or questions on this item?
Move approval, item 15.
Okay.
Second.
Okay.
Second.
All those in favor of the motion?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion carries. Thank you very much.